Did. Well, this morning we are truly, truly blessed to have someone whom I, to be honest with you, I really love and admire a great deal. Some years back when we were over in our other building over on Folsom Boulevard, I had this wonderful couple walk into my church one day. And they were looking for a place to meet. And it turns out that they are Japanese. And their mission is to reach the Japanese community here in the Sacramento area. So they asked if they could share our building with us. And I prayed and sought the Lord and felt that the Lord was saying yes. And it has been one of the most wonderful blessings in my life as a pastor to be able to have them be a part of our ministry. It's somewhat indirect in that they just share the building, but we certainly share the heart. Pastor Hajimu is an inspiration to me. I know him to be a very spirit-filled man, someone who truly loves the Lord and God's Word. He is a very effective teacher. I want you to know that he goes into many parts of the world preaching the gospel. He is retiring from pastoring the Sacramento Bible Church. This last Saturday was his last Saturday there. And that's why I wanted to seize the opportunity to have him come and to share with us this morning. Now, don't get it wrong. He's not retiring. He's still going to be pastoring the church in Fresno for at least till mid-year next year, correct? When will he retire in Fresno? When? Yes, when? You're not sure. Okay, very good. But even in that, they've shared with me that if they stop pastoring, their intention is to go back to Japan to be missionaries in their own country. And he's truly, like I said, he's an inspiration to me. If I have the energy level that man has right now, just this year, I will be excited for myself, believe me. So I hope that you will enjoy him as much as I do. And so would you please welcome this morning Pastor Hajimu Fuji. You speak Japanese.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My brother.
Thank you for invitation us this wonderful church. Yeah. Pastor Bob introduced me. Yeah. We met 11 years ago at Folsom, while you all are worshiping in the Folsom Boulevard. Yeah. He accepted us. Come here, worship together us. So that's why Sacramento Bible Church come to and join your ministries. Thank you very much. It's a special honor for me to preach message in English. I'm a Japanese. My ministry is for Japanese people who speak Japanese. So every day, we use Japanese in my house, at the church, everywhere else. So my English is not improved. But God used me as his instrument. Yeah. So I am weak. I am small. But our Lord is strong and great. So he can use me. So that's why I can preach from this pulpit. So this message is a farewell message, I title. But if you, God give me the chance, I will come back. Yeah. So as Pastor Bob said, we celebrate 15th anniversary of church planting of Sacramento Bible Church last Saturday. Yeah. And yesterday, Pastor Bob preached at Sacramento Bible Church. He presents us the wonderful message to encourage and to strengthen Sacramento Bible Church, and including us. So that's why I could preach from this. Yeah. As you know, today's message title is Arise, Let Us Go From Here. Arise, Let Us Go From Here. The subtitle is Who Can Be Used by God? So today's message goal is all of us are God's, will engage God's ministries from today's. Many of you are already engaged his ministry, but from today's, we all become God's used people. So today's verse already scriptures Bob read through, so I start message. Jesus would walk to the way to cross, leaving his disciples. Before the crucifixion, Jesus finished any kind of preparation for his disciples. What Jesus prepared for his disciple was the preparation for us. Let's learn how we would become God's used people. So the instructions. Today's scriptures start, John 14:25 said, These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. These things, what Jesus has said before this message is, the first is John 14, verse 16 and 17 said, and if you read, you can read. Read to us, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it never sees him, but you know him, for he dwells with him. The Holy Spirit in dwelling us eternally. What's a wonderful message. Holy Spirit live in us. The one the character of Trinity God live in us. And the second thing what Jesus said is this. Please read together. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and will come to them and make our home with them. What a wonderful message. What a wonderful message. My Father, the Heavenly Father, and Jesus will come to us and make our home with them. What's the meaning? It's a wonderful message. Heavenly Fathers and Jesus indwelling in their us. What's a wonderful message. So this means Trinity God, the Heavenly Father and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit indwelling us. After he preached this message, today's Jesus' message starts. So, at the beginning of this message, how to receive the Holy Spirit? Peter preached, said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If anyone of you have not affirmation to receive Holy Spirit, so please believe in Jesus. So in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus give us forgiveness of sins and we will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Immediately after we believe in Jesus, Holy Spirit come into us and live forever. So today's message start we all of us receive Holy Spirit by believing in Jesus. We are given. So now, let's study how Jesus prepared us to be people who are used by God from three steps. First step is those who led by the Holy Spirit. Second step is those who are given the Jesus peace. The third step is those who receive God's plan. So the first step for us to be used, start. Those who are led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Whenever you receive Holy Spirit will teach all things and remind us of everything. What a wonderful. Those who are led by the Holy Spirit were given the special present for us. In my name means there. Believe in Jesus' name. So, as I said before, the Spirit is given those who believe in Jesus' names. In the Acts, Paul preached. The scripture says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the only name to save us. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things. Teach us all things. Yeah. I have a testimonies. While my wife and I were running pharmacy business 36 years ago, I was the first grade of Christian, first grade, because one year before, 1981, we were baptized. My wife and I baptized together 1 year before this accident. Our business was blessed, so we borrowed much money from a bank to extend our business. On the way of moving to new house, I suffered from acute pneumonia. I had to recuperate for 1 month. Next day, my business partner said, I do not want to work with you, which means my income decreased 1/4. I pray for the Lord. Heavenly Father, teach me why these terrible things happened in my life. I prayed and prayed, but no answers. So I finally pray to the Lord, please teach me by Bible's verse. He taught me two numbers, 8 and 11. In those days, almost every day, elders couple of my church visit me to pack my chest by raw eggs. Raw eggs packing is the best for tuberculosis, they said. And his wife testified, we recently bought new house and proud of that, the Lord warned us by the word. Deuteronomy, good pronunciation? Deuteronomy. She said, Deuteronomy, I realized chapter 8, verse 17. The word says, then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. God warned me, you don't deprive. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, taught me through a couple of church elders. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things. So we are given the spiritual understanding, any kind of important things. By the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit teaches us all things. These are truths. And also this verse said, John 14:26, the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything. Holy Spirit remind us of everything. Jesus' disciples were easy to forget his teaching. They could not understand and forget what Jesus said. So, in my life, so this happened. Jesus, the Holy Spirit remind me of important things. Thank you for prayers. You pray for me for my recoveries. So, as you know, on May 3rd, 4 months ago, I had a terribly hit my forehead. How come such terrible things happened? Falling down on the ground. I pray for the Lord with Philippians 4, 6 and 7. We don't have this. Philippians 4. I remember this verse. Whenever I happen the terrible things, I pray this word. I memorize in Japanese. So. Not I couldn't memorize in English. So please open the and read. 何も思い煩わないであらゆる場合に感謝を持って捧げる祈りと願いによってあなた方の願い事を神に知っていただきなさい。そうすれば人のすべての考えに勝る神からの平安があなた方の心と思いを守ってくれます、ね、I recite this verse and prayed. Heavenly Father, help meTerrible things happened. Please heal me from this accident. I continue to work your ministry. If you do not heal, I could not work for your work anymore. I felt like as if the jigsaw puzzle, which has made up for 73 years of my life, become total empties. I could not drive a car like a beginner. I could not operate computers. Most of my memory was lost. I tried to recover my memory by myself. I put in my memory board one piece by one piece.But some pieces came out, so put it again. I need great patience. Through this test time, my patience was strengthened. My wife asked prayer for many people's.Where we engaged our mission field, Sacramento, Fresno, Salt Lake, Fairfield, Fremont, San Jose, and Japan, India, and Sri Lanka. I felt with wholeheartedly that many people were praying for me. Miracle happened.When many prayers were concentrated to me, miracle happened. My memory was recovering step by step. Thank you very much. Because of your prayers, my memory have almost recovered. So that's why I could preach for you.Thank you, Lord. What Jesus said, the Spirit reminds us all of things. All things is truth. But help us, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring you remembrance, all things that I said to you. Holy Spirit, bring our remembrance, all things. This is truth. We follow. We are led by the Holy Spirit. God teach us everything through Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit bring our important memories, bring up. The Holy Spirit help us. Holy Spirit in dwelling us teaches us everything that is necessary about important matters. And when we are embarrassed, we don't need to wave how to testify and praise. The Bible said, in the same way, the Spirit help us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercede for us through wordless groans. How wonderful. We should be led by the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Those who are used by the Lord should be led by the Holy Spirit. A second step is those who are given God's peace will be used God's work. Jesus said, read again, please. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. The peace that this world gives us is, if saving balance is enough, or well-covered insurance, or live in the comfortable house, or keep healthy life, we might feel peace in our heart. But such kind of pieces disappears when these things were lost. This world merely gives temporal and conditional peace. But the peace Jesus gives us is eternal peace. This peace Jesus gives us will continue forever, even though we lose these things which the world gives us, we never waver. I know the persons who have everlasting peace without these worldly peace. Miss Yasuko Yukimoto spent most of her life on a hospital bed. While she was a student of the prestigious Kobe Women's University Hood. She became a Christian. She was a promising young lady. After she graduated from the university, she suffered from tuberculosis. About 30 years for her life spent on an isolated tuberculosis ward. One day, when I visited her room, she said, "My job is to greet and welcome my visitors with a big smile, bright smile." On that bed, she encouraged many visitors and led many people, many of them, to Jesus. When she noticed that she had realized remains days were short, "I'll go to heaven ahead of you," she said to me. "I'll go to heaven ahead of me and wait for your coming." Ironically, majority of those who seek world peace probably think that her life must have been that of hopelessness. She had everlasting peace, even though she completely lost her health. The word, "Peace I leave you," Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." Yasuko received Jesus' peace. So, anything happen, that's okay. So, we can meet her in the heavens. Do you have everlasting peace without that things, what I said, worldly things? The Bible said, let's read it together, "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." The conditions we continue to have be at ease in my life is listen to Jesus. Listen means whenever we listen his word and obey and practice, obeyed and practice. Miss Yasuko had everlasting peace even though she completely lost her health because she received Jesus' peace. Only condition to receive the peace, Jesus' peace, is to listen and obey to Jesus. Jesus promised us peace. Read again. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. Anything happens, that's okay. Because we receive Jesus, Holy Spirit, the Trinity God in dwelling us. The third step is those who receive God's plans. Let's read this verse. "You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happened, so that when it does happen, you will believe. Yeah. Before Jesus was crucified, he taught his disciples God's plans. Jesus died on the cross on behalf of our sins and buried in the grave. On the third day, he was resurrected, destroyed death and Satan. And after resurrection, he taught important things. And 40 days later, he went back to heavens. The Jesus taught God's plans, his disciples, I'll come back after I prepared your eternal residence, Jesus promised. So, those who received God's plans, or be rid of the fears and anxieties. God told his disciples about what will happen in the future because he wanted to get rid them of their fears and anxieties. How we can get rid of our fears and anxiety for our futures. What Jesus did after he finished preparing everything for his disciples. If we notice that what happened in the future, we are released from any kind of anxieties and fearfulness. Conclusion under our response time comes. When you receive the Holy Spirit and follow his guidance, you are given God's Jesus peace and receive God's plans, you become the man who are used by the God. And Jesus, the scripture says, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who has given called according to his purpose. Now, last testimonies. This gentleman, do you know this person? This Louis Tolstoy, a famous Russian great writer, novelist. Tolstoy has been worrying about what the purpose of life is for long years. His friend gave many answers, but he could not be satisfied. Nobody gives him good answers. One day he met a poor tenant farmer. He was not educated, uneducated people. Tolstoy asked him, please tell me what is the purpose of life? The farmer momentarily answered, serve to God. This is the purpose of our lives, isn't it? Tolstoy satisfied. and deeply impressed with his answers. This answer is the best wisdom which I met in my life. He realized, my purpose of life is to serve God. So he published many famous novels throughout his life. Now we have finished preparations. So Jesus said to us, let's read together. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gives me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. So, arise, arise, arise me, wake up, understand, start. God's work. Yeah. So, let's arise, let us go from here for his missions. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. As always, a good message. Thank you so much. And a good challenge to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to not waste it. Get off your butts. Get out there and go somewhere. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. For that's what he has saved us for, that we might serve him with our whole life. All right. Why don't we stand? One of the things that, if you didn't catch it, you see Pastor's excitement about the fact that the Holy Trinity indwells those who receive Christ, who accept Christ, and what a wonderful blessing it is to have the Holy Spirit within us, the revealer of all truth, and how we need to depend upon that, to look to God to be that revealer to us, that in the matters in his testimony he shared about how he looked to God to be able to deliver him. And like I said earlier, how much I admire him. Believe me, he believes in the power of prayer. And there's been many times over the years that I have known him, and he's asked me to pray for him in different things that he was doing, going out on the mission field. He was been to India 3 or 4 times now, I think. At least 4 times that I know of. And he prays, he's asked me to pray for him specifically about different things. And he comes back, and there's excitement that he has, as if my prayer was really something. He just said, your prayers. God answered your prayers. And this is what God did while I was there. And he answered those prayers. He believes in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you can see, in case you don't know how difficult it is to come up and to teach in something that is not your first language, it's very, very hard. And how much you have to trust the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you when you do that. So I hope you appreciate what he has done today as much as I do. I appreciate the Word of God and his love for the Word of God. And I hope that you will remember this and remember them as they enter into their next steps in their journey of life, with no apparent hesitation about slowing down, like he shared. And I thought he was 75. He's 73. I'm sorry, I was off a couple of years. If I have the energy he has at that age, then I will be totally blessed. Pastor Paul, come on up, you guys.